throws it ahead to LeBron, makes the catch, he spins, he fires! Oh, he nailed it! LeBron James from the foul line, a turnaround jumper to win it in dramatic fashion off the long Jeff Green inbound pass as LeBron has won it for the Cavaliers. Cavs 140, Timberwolves 138. What a night for LeBron James! 37 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds, and the game winner on a night when he plays 48 minutes. LeBron Kansas in the clutch.
We welcome you to a special edition of Cavs HQ. We are here at Cleveland Clinic Courts and joined by Cavaliers General Manager Kobe Altman. Kobe, good to see you.
How you doing?
I am terrific. We have come to the end of your first season as Cavs GM. I guess the good news is that it was such an ordinary run-of-the-mill season that it gave you plenty of time to get your feet wet, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was telling my friends this. I feel like this is season four in one season, and season five is going to be the playoffs,
right?
So here we go.
Could you in your wildest dreams ever imagine a year that unfolded like this?
Never in my wildest dreams, but it's been exciting. There's been obviously a lot of challenges, but I think we succeeded in that. We wanted to head to the playoffs healthy, mm-hmm. and we wanted to have some youth, some excitement in the building heading into the playoffs and be playing our best basketball. And we're trying to find ourselves right now doing that, but we head into the playoffs with some of those goals accomplished.
We are going to talk about some of that youth, some of that excitement as we roll along. Let's rewind. Let's start at the beginning. You're hired by the Cavs in 2012. In 2016, you ascend to the position of assistant GM. Now, last July, then GM David Griffin and the Cavs mutually decide to part ways. Cavs executive Trent Redden departs as well. Take us through that process. This is all occurring around you, and then you subsequently emerge as one of the favorites for this job.
First of all, it's a shock to the system.
Sure.
when your mentor and one of your best friends, quite frankly, David Griffin, is not in the building.
Right.
And then Trent Redden, who is a really seasoned executive and ran our draft process since I've been here, mm-hmm. Is not there. And so initially you have to get over that shock, and you realize that everyone in the building is looking to you for leadership, and you have a job to do. And I think from day one, Dan has been really supportive of this group. This is a group that's largely been here as mm-hmm. well. And we had the opportunity to move forward and every day do the job. And at that time, we didn't know if we were going to keep the job. We didn't know what was exactly going to happen. But we knew we had really exciting players still here in the building. And we knew we had a great staff in place.
Right.
And so how can we incrementally get better day by day? And free agency and through the draft, how can we get better? And that's sort of the challenge we took on, and fortunately enough, we're still here.
Right. So. I believe if memory serves, within hours of you being announced as Cavs GM, it was announced that the future of Kyrie Irving may no longer rest with the Cavaliers. Fairly common way to start your GM career,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
No pressure on you right from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that situation occur to you, I mean, let me ask you this question. Let me back up. As you took the GM role, my guess is that you knew this was swirling and this was going to be one of your first tasks, right?
Sure. You know what's funny is we did have obviously some background on that situation
right.
before it broke. But what was funny was it also broke the same day that I was going to get the job offered to me initially.
Right.
So I was getting texts from family and friends like, oh, man, congratulations. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
So we sort of saw that coming mm-hmm. in terms of having to do a trade of that magnitude.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time, and it sort of it helped us all ramp up right away.
Yeah, sure.
The uniqueness of that request when it came was, it really helped me dive in because I got to talk to pretty much every GM in the league.
Right. 29 guys.
As they're calling about right. a 25-year-old all-star.
Yeah.
And it gave me a chance to do a lot of information collecting.
Mm-hmm.
And so even teams that, let's say, weren't stepping up in terms of the value that I thought could get them into the conversation.
Right.
We were collecting valuable information about their franchises, what could be available in the future,
mm-hmm.
Where they're looking, what they forecast is going to happen for them in the next 3 to 5 years. That's very valuable information mm-hmm. and very helpful for me to step into a job where I'm having real meaningful conversations mm-hmm. With heads of state, if you will, right away.
weeks later, you enter into what has been called the blockbuster deal of that summer. Kyrie Irving to the Celtics for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Ante Zizic, and of critical importance, Brooklyn's first round pick this upcoming summer. And you answered it a little bit, but how does one handle from going to be the assistant GM, right, to only a month later being thrust into the firestorm that you had to deal with?
Yeah, it's you're never ready for it. Mm-hmm. You sort of get thrown in, and you try to do the best you can. I will say I think I was groomed and raised correctly. I think Griff did an unbelievable job mentoring us and putting us in a position to be, responsible for many different things. And interestingly enough, that wasn't my first trade call.
Right.
I've had conversations around the league and had great relationships around the league where we did discuss players or opportunities. And so it wasn't new to me now. I wasn't making the final call.
Right.
Obviously, Griff would handle those. But maybe I was making initial phone calls and maybe I was planting seeds. And the reason for that was Griff put me in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't frightened. Sure, it was overwhelming. And you want to do the best you can. And there's immense pressure, obviously, to do the right thing. But I felt comfortable. I felt pretty good in those conversations. And, you know, when you exude some confidence and some know-how and a preparedness, people take you seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think they respected our front office. I think they respected our process.
We'll be back with more from Cavs GM Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
It's the playoffs, win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Since 1913, Dandy has been providing quality snacks to Ohio families. No matter what your favorite sporting event is, there is a Dandy snack to enjoy. From potato chips, pretzels, or the original melt-in-your-mouth corn twisty, Dandy has a snack for you. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of your Cleveland Cavaliers, and pick up a bag of Dandy snacks at a great price. Dandy, quality snacks from our family to yours. You'll find everything.
John, your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Now more of Cavs HQ with GM Kobe Altman on Fox Sports Ohio and the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
So months go by. This team waits for Isaiah Thomas to return. That happens in January. It's clear when he comes back that he's not at the form that he displayed last season with the Celtics. You later described the weeks that followed leading up to the trade deadline as, quote, "we were marching a slow death," unquote. What goes through the mind of a 35-year-old first-time GM as you're watching this all unfold in those 4 weeks or so?
Yeah, so if we rewind back to the beginning of the season, I think we were all really excited about
what we had
on paper. Mm-hmm. We thought we were deeper. We had a lot of experience. We had a lot of talent, and I personally was excited about what we were going to put on the floor this year. But as you go through it and you watch your team and you're in the back and you're in practices and shoot arounds, you're involved on the very core of what's going on. Mm-hmm. You see things and you collect that intel and you see if this has a chance to really work out. And we really thought that with the fit that we had, it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. We thought that on the court, it just didn't work out in terms of fit. And that has to work because the guys have to be out there having fun together. Because it can't just be in the locker room. It can't just be post-game or trying to put dinner together and manufacture mm-hmm. some sort of culture that way. The culture sort of has to come on the floor where they're feeling the synergy, and then that goodwill transfers to everything else you do. And it was hard for sure. a while there. And I just came to the realization that we need to inject some more youth, some more athleticism. And I really wanted to address the culture. I wanted us to have more fun. And I wanted to have more enthusiasm in the building. And I thought that was going to really put some wind in our sails. And so that's why we had to act when we acted.
To me, what happened next was nothing short of remarkable. I mean, having been around this league for a number of seasons, I'm confident in saying that there are a number of front offices, a number of ownership groups, maybe a majority of them, that upon seeing the initial results of the trade would not have had the gumption or the moxie or the guts to say, hey, this just isn't working. I mean, the temptation, my guess would be, to simply try to ride it out instead of making those colossal changes had to be overwhelming at times. What enabled you to pull that trigger to say, hey, look, this just didn't work. Mm-hmm. We're out of time and we need to do something right now?
So me personally, I really wanted the initial trade to work out, the trade we made in the summer. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, we came into the season very excited about what we had on paper and thought it was going to translate into wins. But it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And I had to really look at myself at the mirror and say, hey, look, if this is not working, it's on you. And that you have to do something about it. I also think, there's an urgency to this situation to win.
Right.
LeBron James came back. We knew we had a window. And our job is to put the most competitive teams on the floor to try to win championships for this organization and this city. And we have an incredible owner in Dan Gilbert that aligns with those ideals every day. And so when we brought them these opportunities that we thought were really going to help us not only have a chance to win now, but win into the future, he was on board. And I think everyone was really excited about that. So started with me and being truthful and honest with yourself. Is this going to turn itself around? Or do you have enough time for it to turn around, to be honest with you? And when we realized that it probably needed some wholesale changes, we figured let's do this,
right?
And let's believe in our scouting department, believe what we feel is right, but also gives us a chance to be more youthful and sustainable into the future.
Before we talk about some of those big time changes, how would you describe your relationship with Dan Gilbert? He's obviously such a big part of this, considering in big part his willingness to spend to bring future championships here to Cleveland.
Yeah, so he's been tremendously supportive. He's been collaborative. He's very inquisitive. Mm-hmm. He wants to know the why. He wants to know the process. But I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I think he challenges us every day to really, push the envelope of how can we be better. And that includes analytics. That includes all kinds of types of scouting. That includes our performance teams. How are we getting better in each facet of our organization? And that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because not only is he asking these questions and challenging of how you're going to get better, when you come up with a reason why or how, if it makes you 1% better, he's in. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. And so, we came to him and said, this is going to probably take you to the bad financially. He wanted to know the why. And then he wanted to know, what this was going to look like moving forward. And we had a strong belief that this was going to put some wind in our sails, but also give us a chance to be competitive into the future. And he was on board for that. I think what was also truly impressive and incredible about Dan was during the time of the trade deadline, his son Nick was also in the hospital.
Right.
And it's obviously incredibly sensitive time for him. And we would have totally understand if he said, look, guys, I'm not going to be available during this time for you. Well, he made himself available in between doctor's appointments. And his first son was going through some really tough times in terms of the brain surgeries and being in the hospital. Dan was with him every step of the way and still is as Nick fights this battle. But he made himself available. And whether that's 10, 15 minutes, we were efficient and we told him what it was. He said, do it, man. You got to do it. This is going to make us better. And I thought that was truly incredible of him to make himself available during that really tough time for his family.
You're listening to Cavaliers General Manager Kobe Altman on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it up. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
When they line them all up and knock down the prices, that spells savings. Levin's biggest mattress closeout in our history is going on now. Look for floor sample deals and special prices on all remaining inventory. We have to make room for new models. You'll find closeout savings up to 60% off on Serta Perfect Sleepers, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, even adjustable base floor samples at 50% off. Now's the time for your new mattress from Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
When it's win or go home, everything takes on a greater importance. Everything is on the line. Every single thing matters. Everything. Cleveland wants it more, and we'll do whatever it takes to win.
Then LeBron makes the catch. He spins. He fires. Oh, he nailed it. LeBron James from the foul line to win it in dramatic fashion.
Cavs playoffs tickets are on sale now. Sign up at Cavs.com to receive information on upcoming games. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let's get back to Cavs HQ with General Manager Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
You go into that trade deadline and it results in a seismic shift in the roster. 6 players out, 4 players in. I mean, that, you know, doesn't even happen to teams out of the hunt, let alone teams contending for another NBA title. What has your reaction been to this new look bunch that tries to find its optimum rhythm heading into the postseason?
Sure. What's interesting, and we'll talk about the new additions, but what we had already in place was a really good core. You know, we had the best player in the world in LeBron James. We had Kevin Love, and what's also interesting about these trades is it opened up more time for our young kid Jetty Osmond, who was really starting to show signs. But making that deal, we got to see a rejuvenated LeBron James right away. Mm-hmm. And that was really critical for us. He was in a space where I'm not sure if he enjoyed coming to work every day. And that was hard for me to see. Mm-hmm. He was still performing at a high level. But he needs to be in a place spiritually where he was enjoying the cast of characters around him. And he thought he had a chance to win. And as soon as we did that, you can see his whole body language change. And he was he's been incredible. He's been an incredible leader all year, to be honest with you. But now he's been almost more of a mentor to these younger guys that we have here. So we supplemented around the core of the team, and we brought in some young guys that are pretty exciting and youthful and energetic, and we put them around some great players. And so that was sort of the idea.
Since the deadline, I mean, all the guys done is average a triple-double. I'd say you did the trick, though.
Getting LeBron James in the deal was right. He always ramps up towards the end of this thing.
Yeah.
And you look at his numbers in March throughout his career, they've been just out of this world. But to see his excitement level was really satisfying for us. And also to see what a great leader he's been in the locker room to these young guys, taking them out to dinners, taking them out to lunch, teaching these guys in the locker room and just having a really positive, because there are going to be some mistakes. It was going to be a hard – you can't just add four new guys and get rid of six guys and it'd be an easy process. And so he's been very patient through that and very helpful through that. And our coaching staff as well has also – really helped acclimate the new guys.
He's won Player of the Month as LeBron James in seven straight Februarys. Player of the Month in six of the last 12 Marches. A new milestone falls, Kobe, virtually every week. I mean, he happens to be 33.
Yep.
He happens to be in his 15th NBA season. Is he, at this moment, playing the best basketball of his career?
It's a great question. It's incredible every time he steps on the floor and leads us to victory with these out-of-this-world numbers.
Right.
What was interesting was you talk about these milestones and records that he breaks, almost feels like every game.
Right.
Our last game against New York, in New York, I guess it had come to his attention that he's the first player in NBA history to win 10 consecutive division championships. And I don't think he knew about that before the game, but someone mentioned that to him. So anyway, we win the game. And we bring it in, and on three together, bring it in together. And LeBron sort of half jokingly says, "It's okay. No one wants to, give me credit for that record I just broke. No one wants to give me credit. It's all good." And people are generally looking like, "Which one did you break?"
Right.
He goes, "Just 10 consecutive division championships in a row. That's all." And everyone's like, "Oh my gosh! Like, that's really impressive." But dude, you break one every game now, so we don't even know.
Right.
Like the game before, you had 31,000 points. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But literally, every time you look up at our Jumbotron, put some new stat up there that he just broke. And he just passed Michael.
Yeah.
For the most consecutive double-figure scoring games in the history. And if you beat Michael Jordan in anything, that's just incredible. It was pretty funny because everyone was like, "Look, man, like we can't keep track. You can't keep track anymore." But I think to your initial question, is he playing the best basketball of his career? I know his brain is playing the best basketball of his career. He's a savant, but now his mind takes over games, and he's playing at that in that terms of that peak level.
Mm-hmm.
That's as best as it's ever been. His basketball IQ is just on a different planet, and he doesn't need to be as superior athletically as he used to be.
Right.
But now his brain really takes over games. You can tell he's thinking the game at just a different level.
This is Cavs HQ on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. More with GM Kobe Altman right after this.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $300 off select XT3 Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1 5 mode and F2 4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
You're listening to Cavaliers General Manager Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Once again, here's John Michael.
It seems that for weeks and months, the talk has been that the Rockets' James Harden is a shoe-in for this season's MVP, which is distressing to a lot of us who are around LeBron on a regular basis, seeing him not only during games but here at practice as well. As a GM, does that kind of stuff bother you?
You can't really because I think – The brilliance of LeBron is everyone just acknowledges that he's the best player in the NBA.
Right, we hear that.
I think he deserves the MVP this year, for sure. Tonight he's going to play an 82nd game of the season for the first time in his career, and believe me, we needed him for all 82 this year with the amount of adversity we went through this year. I don't know where we'd be without him. And there was a time this season, where. We had to, and we'll talk about Coach Lou, which we're really excited about having him back. But we need to give Ty Lou a couple weeks just to get right, and I think it was a great decision for him as well, and getting him back healthy. But I told LeBron, I said, thank you. I was genuinely like, thank you, because you've been the core and the rock for this whole thing with all the changes and all the adversity. This year, you've been incredible for us, and thank you. And not so much for his play, but just being so solid every single game and knowing that we can rely on him every single game. That's the MVP. Mm-hmm. And this has been a bumpy, rocky road, and he's stayed super consistent and has led us to another 50-win season, which is remarkable, and another division title, which is remarkable, and doing it, putting up the best numbers of his career, and assist-wise, passing-wise, he's just been otherworldly this year as well, and getting other guys involved and making people around him better. So he, to me, that's the MVP.
Yeah.
I don't know where we'd be without him.
Right.
I don't get into a public debate on it, but we know internally what he means.
We'll be back with more from Cavs GM Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
The shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Cavs are on top, 27-25. LeBron James dribbles up near the timeline. He has scored 29,999 points in his NBA career. LeBron James dribbles between his legs, fires a 20-footer. He knocks it down, and there it is.
LeBron James has become the youngest ever to 30,000 as the kid from Akron rewrites the history books once again.
Now more of Cavs HQ with GM Kobe Altman on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Let's take it a little broader. I mean, I always love to hear what you have to say about this because you have such a unique perspective both here and throughout the league. What has LeBron meant, not just to Northeast Ohio, but to the National Basketball Association when you consider his body of work over the last 15 seasons?
Internationally, just incredible the amount of attention the NBA has gotten now. Mm-hmm. And I travel overseas, and I've worked for USA Basketball. Right. In the summers when I was coming up. But to see the growth in basketball overseas has been remarkable. He has a lot to do with that. I mean, he's the face of the NBA and what we're doing to grow this thing globally. What's also incredible about LeBron is he uses his platform for social good. And I think that's underrated part about him because he steps out there and he puts himself out there knowing how popular he is and knowing the global reach he has. What's impressive is he does his research. He doesn't just put himself out there to mm-hmm. say things, but he talks about issues he genuinely cares about. And then he backs those things up. His foundation's incredible. And I think it speaks to a new wave of athletes that want to get involved on social issues, on political issues. And so now he's not just an athlete anymore. He's transcendent into political issues, to social issues, to civil rights issues. And so now he's more than just a player. He's a superstar across a lot of different platforms, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to work with him and to be around him. And I learn a lot when I have conversations with him. He's on a different level that way. But yes, he's helped grow the NBA, but I think he's helped grow a lot of different athletes on what they can do outside of their sports.
You talked about what LeBron has done, particularly in the second half after the additions of the likes of George Hill, Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance. You said that part of the moves was to address the culture of the team mm-hmm. and to make this team fun again. To what extent do you feel that's happened?
We're certainly faster.
A little younger.
I thought we're certainly, if you go back to when we first started this thing, when LeBron first came back. Yeah. We built it. We had the big three, and you had LeBron James, you had Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And those three took up the bulk of your cap space. And mm-hmm. so those were going to be your big, in terms of salary, those are going to be your big three. And then you had to convince some older veterans mm-hmm. to come and be a part of that. That was sort of how it was built. And when we were able to reshuffle the deck, we were able to bring in some youth pieces now that youth hasn't been around. It's always been sort of win now, older guys, veterans. But what's interesting about, and it changes so much, but it's changed. The NBA changes every year. And the last 2 years, I feel like the NBA has changed so much in that you need youth. The game's gotten so much faster. It's pushed at such a high pace. And if you got to get through the regular season before you get to the slow grind of the playoffs, right. the half court grinded out sort of deal, where veterans are certainly more apt to play on that level, but you got to get to that level first. In the regular season, guys are flying that ball up, and we were just getting our heads kicked in, and that was hard to watch. And so when you're talking about bringing in, Clarkson, who flies the ball up, mm-hmm. who's athletic, dynamic scorer, 25 years old. Larry Nance Jr., who obviously debuted in the slam dunk competition and probably should have won it. but he's also a dynamic athlete, 25 years old, plays with basketball IQ, plays hard. Rodney Hood, also a dynamic scorer, lefty, unorthodox, because he's lefty, 6'8". And then we also brought in a great fit for LeBron in terms of a point guard that can guard the ball, spot shoot, make plays off the bounce. And so we added a good mix of guys we thought to the roster and guys we thought were going to be really good fits for Kevin and for LeBron.
You mentioned head coach Tyronn Lue dealing with the health issues this season, also dealing with a new look roster at the trade deadline. I know you talked to him a lot. Did February for him feel like October, September, like training camp all over again?
So I certainly hadn't made his job easier this year. We also remember that we've now coached to almost the last day of the season the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And so our jobs are a little bit longer in terms of the day-to-day grind. In the playoffs, obviously the intensity grows astronomically. So we've all been under immense amounts of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think – you know, with Coach Lue, we started with a rocky start with a new team. I changed the team again, and he had to figure that out, and the coach staff had to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew our ultimate goal is to get back to the finals, and so there's an immense pressure for that as well. But I think our coaching staff has done a great job trying to acclimate the guys as quickly as they can and get them to be at a level that's successful. I know Ty was trying to gut it out as best he could,
mm-hmm.
and it was more of a organizational decision of we want our guy to be healthy going into the playoffs, similar to like a player.
Right.
And so you know we addressed those health issues, and I think he's done a wonderful job of trying to create a routine for himself that's going to be successful and help him going into the playoffs.
He is such a grinder. Was it hard for you and maybe even Dan Gilbert to convince Tyronn, hey man, you gotta take a step back?
Absolutely. He that's been his mantra since a player. You know, he's a grinder, mm-hmm. and tough guy. That's how he made his bones.
Right.
And he also felt, you know, an obligation, obviously to not just the organization but the players.
Yeah.
And guys that he's gotten really close with. LeBron. And so you know, that was a hard conversation. But at the same time, he knew this is something that he needed to do for himself. And he knew he needed to get better heading into the playoff season. Because, you know, if we get this thing right, it'll be a couple more months.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Cavaliers General Manager Kobe Altman on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When it's win or go home, everything takes on a greater importance. Everything is on the line. Every single thing matters. Everything. Cleveland wants it more, and we'll do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron makes the catch. He spins. He fires. Oh, he nailed it. LeBron James ripped the foul line to win it in dramatic fashion.
Cavs playoff tickets are on sale now. Sign up at Cavs.com to receive information on upcoming games. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. With Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum selling Train. May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now. Online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train live.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. Dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Since 1913, Dandy has been providing quality snacks to Ohio families. No matter what your favorite sporting event is, there is a Dandy snack to enjoy. From potato chips, pretzels, or the original melt-in-your-mouth corn twisty, Dandy has a snack for you. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of your Cleveland Cavaliers, and pick up a bag of Dandy snacks at a great price. Dandy, quality snacks from our family to yours. You'll find everything.
LeBron ambles into the right forecourt. He's on the far side, gets to the foul line, down the lane, feeds Hood in the right corner. Hood toward the basket, dumps back to Hill, 10 to shoot. Hood now has it again on the right side, defended by Allen, takes an 18-footer. Got that down, and knocks it down as Rodney Hood has a chance for the three-point play with 40 seconds to go. He's giving the Cavaliers a 122-121 lead. Oh, is that a gutsy shot?
Let's get back to Cavs HQ with General Manager Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
We have Associate Head Coach Larry Drew on the staff, Jim Boylan as well. Boy, it was almost a seamless transition for Larry, who, of course, had been a head coach for previous seasons in the NBA. But this is why you have those guys around, right?
Absolutely. And Larry did an incredible job. Mm-hmm. It was 8-1 in T. Lou's absence. And a couple of times during the year, he's had to take over for T. Lou at halftime. So it was interesting. It wasn't like the first time he's done this year. Mm-hmm. Now, to your point, you know, he's been a head coach and been a successful head coach at that. And he's coached in playoff games. But he's also been around. You know, he's been around since decades, day one when LeBron came back. And so he knows this cast of characters really well. He's seasoned. He's even keeled. Mm-hmm. And he was really the right voice for us at that time. And I think he helped us during that period.
You talk about the immense pressure that's on you constantly.
Yeah.
But now as we head on into the postseason, you were raised by your mother in Park Slope, Brooklyn. You tell a story that credits your mother with your love of basketball, which we'll get to in a moment. But how much has that prepared you for all this pressure from where you come from and everything that you've gone through?
I think, you know, the people that know me, no, I'm from Brooklyn because I'll sing that song. I think what's cool about growing up in Brooklyn is it's the melting pot of the world, yeah. and you're around tremendous diversity from rich to poor to different races to all different socioeconomical backgrounds. And the most important thing I remember growing up you had to win that 5-on-5 game in the street court, or you'd be kicked off the court.
2 hours later, he'll still
and
waiting,
so it sort of taught you, like, you know, you don't want to wait on the sideline because your five didn't get it done.
Right.
Well, first you have to pick the best five. So that taught you some talent evaluation. And then you had to compete, and you had to hold your own and win those games. And it taught you a certain level of competitiveness, a toughness, and a pride. And so, you know, those battles, you realize you're sort of fighting now, and you know, taught you, you know, be prideful and in your work ethic and winning matters. And so, some of those lessons you learn on the street courts growing up playing, certainly still, you know, you still reap the benefits of that now. So, yeah, I my background in Brooklyn certainly helps me to this day.
So my understanding is that your hometown team, the Knicks, winning the lottery the year Patrick Ewing was available, had a little something to do with your love for basketball. Yeah. You credit your mom for that, right?
Yeah, she was going nuts. I think I was two years old in the crib when that happened. But no, so she went to social work school in North Carolina, University of North Carolina, and fell in love with Dean Smith, and that's when her love of basketball came from. And I think it's unique because, you know, she's a single parent mother. With me, it was just me and her. And usually dads get the credit for, mm-hmm. you know, raising their sons to be big-time basketball kids or whatever. And this time it was mom. You know, she became a basketball junkie. Mm-hmm. And she got that love for it, you know, going to school down at Chapel Hill. And when she moved to New York, subsequently became a huge Knicks fan. And that year, I mean, it was too long ago for me to remember. I don't have memories of it. Mm-hmm. Although I do know Patrick was my first idol. But that was years after. But when the Knicks won the first ever draft lottery, she knew that we were getting Patrick Ewing.
Right.
Because Patrick Ewing was the best, maybe the best college player of all time. But she thought that meant five championships. And so she goes nuts and starts screaming, and she's excited when they pull the envelope, and it woke me up in my crib. So that's a pretty special story that she tells. And we lived, we died hard with those Knicks teams in the 90s. And I remember crying after the finals. You know, the year we got to it, 93, 94. Michael Jordan took 2 years off, so we were able to finally get to the finals.
Right.
And we lost to Hakeem Olajuwon in game seven. Those were great years growing up, and the Knicks were a phenomenal team to root for back then.
Now, speaking of parenthood, as if your first NBA season as GM wasn't enough to deal with, you become a father for the first time. That's a little bit of a perspective changer, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It certainly puts things in perspective. But Sophie's truly been a gift for us. It's an incredible thing to know that you're responsible for this little thing in the world, and you want them to be the best that they can be. But what's funny was she was supposed to come in 2018. And she came a week early, so she was born on 12/27/17. And I said, that's the only way to – this is the craziest year of my life, so might as well add to that. So she decided to come in 2017 because that was only right.
We have two little ones at home. For us, travel went from, oh, this is great, we don't even mind, to all of a sudden it's a big deal. Is that what you've experienced as well?
Yeah, and she just – I mean, she's now 3.5 months old, and she's just now getting to 3 to 4 hours of sleep continuously.
There you go. That's
that feels
bad.
Like 12 hours. It's either 12 hours because when we first got her home, it was every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that was an ordeal. But like I tell everybody, I'm not sleeping now, but for the right reasons.
Right.
This is Cavs HQ on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elkin Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. More with GM Kobe Altman right after this. K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants it more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball at the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When they line them all up and knock down the prices, that spells savings. Levin's biggest mattress closeout in our history is going on now. Look for floor sample deals and special prices on all remaining inventory. We have to make room for new models. You'll find closeout savings up to 60% off on Serta Perfect sleepers, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, even adjustable base floor samples at 50% off. Now's the time for your new mattress from Levin's.
Journey. Don't stop believing. Def Leppard. 2018 Tour of the Year. Cleveland, get ready. Quicken Loans Arena, May 28th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Rock music icons. Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit journeymusic.com and defleppard.com.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
LeBron is at the left point. Bothered by Siakam, gets to the foul line, down the lane, feeds Love for a quarter three. He knocks it down. LeBron James with his 16th assist of the night sets up Kevin Love.
You're listening to Cavaliers General Manager Kobe Altman right here on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Once again, here's John Michael.
Final message to Cavs fans, Kobe, as we embark upon another hopefully long postseason run. I mean, you're at the end of your first regular season. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a roller coaster. Maybe a season like this organization has never seen. What would you say to Cavs fans as off we go into another playoff run?
Well, first, I think, you know, obviously we're really excited about the playoff run. And every year we sort of ramp up as a team and as an organization to get ready for what we hope is a very special run. But Cavs fans need to know that, you know, we view our success long-term as mm-hmm. well. And I have a tremendous team around me. Hometown hero Mike Ganzi, who's my assistant general manager, who runs the draft process mm-hmm. for us and is on the road 20 days a month scouring the world, really, for talent. These are things we have in place for the long-term. We want to keep this sustainable success into the long-term. And, you know, our staff of Jason Hillman and Andre Patterson, who's with the team every game, and Brandon Weems, who's sort of scouring talent as well around the globe for us from a draft perspective, and John Nichols, who runs our analytics department. You know, we have a really, really good team in place mm-hmm. From a front office standpoint that we're very forward-looking and process-driven for the future, and have a tremendous owner in Dan Gilbert that keeps pushing us and giving us great support and, quite frankly, funding our operations to get better right. as we grow.
Right.
And so, you know, very, very excited about this team heading into the playoffs, but also really, really excited about our future. And we have an incredible group around us, and we're excited for the future on all fronts.
Before we let you go, we're going to touch on that future in just a moment. What was that transition like for you? I mean, you're assistant GM, which I would guess is, I mean, yeah, you deal with other people a little bit, but for the most part, you're concentrated on what I have to do mm-hmm. with my job.
Yep.
Now you have all these different people around you that you need to, you know, watch over, for lack of a better word. How has that been for you? I mean, what has that difference been like
sure.
As you've gotten into this season?
I'm certainly overwhelming when, you know, as assistant general manager, maybe two or three people, you know, reported to you to now.
Right.
I don't know if it's 40-something. I don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah. But that's overwhelming at first, but I think the cool part of the job is now you can empower people. And like I was empowered right. By Griff to get better every day, to make decisions, and to be a part of it. I get to now do that for the leaders I just talked about and give them a chance to feel empowered, to feel like they're a part of the conversation, to help us make meaningful decisions. And we have a very great culture here of hard work and process yeah. and trying to figure out what's the best and the right way. And so, you know, being a part of that and being a part of a staff where you love to be around each other is very cool for me. And so we have to keep the group together. And I think we have a great group moving forward. And for me, that's the coolest part.
Last question for you, as you talk about that sustainability that Brooklyn picked. Sits out there. I guess the pressure never ends, right? Postseason ends, and now all of a sudden it's what's considered to be a deep draft.
Yeah,
big decision coming up.
We're
right?
excited about the draft. And what's very cool about that pick as well is it gave our we haven't had picks in a long time. I
mean,
let's be honest, we always traded our first round pick, but no, it gives our we always do the work as if we had the first pick in the draft. We've always right. done the work in terms of we had our second round picks, but now we really do. You know, we potentially have a top 10 pick. So now, you know, it gives our scouting staff a sense of purpose, and more urgency and even more drive. And so this year has been really cool in that aspect. Certainly a lot more pressure, but this is what we do and this is what we're excited about. And the draft is really good this year. And so we've identified some young players we'd love to add to this culture. Mm-hmm. What's exciting about this draft pick and this level of talent is we get to infuse them to an already competitive team. And so we can infuse this young gentleman into a culture of winning and start his habits off right. And I think that gives us a unique opportunity there.
Kobe Altman, thanks so much for joining us. I wish you nothing but the best, not just in the postseason, but with fatherhood and everything else. Doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
All right, our thanks to Kobe Altman, and thanks for joining us here on Cavs HQ.
Awesome.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.